The Ice Dogs lifted all on the ice in Barrie before falling 6-3. Game number 5 of the final game of this Eastern Conference first round series. With thanks to Chad Nelson, I'm Ted Lehman. Let's give you a recap. Ice Dogs were down 2-0 after 1, 5-0 after 2. They were outshot 38-22. And here's where you give credit to these young men and the coaching staff. You could phone it in, but they didn't. 3:53 into the third. Ryan Roberick got his second of the playoffs from Brady Wasslin and Matthew Virgilio.
Back to Virgilio, backhanding it over to the right point. Wasslin, left side, Roberick, bouncing puck in the crease area, they score! Ice Dogs are on the board on the man advantage. It comes at 3:53. Well, they've done four before. It's 5-1, Barrie.
Well, I think this is going to be Roberick's goal. It was his great passing play. Virgilio over to Paris, and then Paris down low to... Wasslin down low to Roberick, and Roberick walked in and took a good hard wrist shot, hit Hrebek in the top, right shoulder, and he could not find it, and it went up and over and trickled over the line, so Ice Dogs just getting enough to get that one over, and they are alive here.
Well, if you liked one, you liked two. 7:23, Matthew Virgilio again, and Andre Lajko, and again, second of the period, third of the postseason, Ryan Roberick.
Roberick trying to get it up for Lajko. Virgilio jumps in, backhanded towards the net of Hrebek. Hrebek, he scores!
Well, it's Ryan Roberick again. Again, having his best game of the playoffs. He is buried two. And now with 12:37 to go in regulation, Ice Dogs are just down by three. And here comes the rally train.
Well, Ice Dogs getting three from Roberick in the postseason. He has 41 in the regular season. Made him one of a handful of players in his second year to score 40 in the OHL. He's with names like Alex DeBrincat, John Tavares, and Steven Stamkos. Ice Dogs not done. How about the next generation? He was a first-rounder this past spring. He got his first of the postseason. Brady Wasslin, Kevin Hee, and Jack Brody at 13:03.
Turning away from the forecheck of the captain in Barrie Blue and Bo Jelsma. Roddy deliberately out of his own zone. There's nobody forechecking for the Colts. Wasslin's got it left side. Off the goaltender! They score! Hit the goaltender and good things will happen.
Put it on net. We've been saying it all night. And Wasslin just wires this one again off the right shoulder of Hrebek. He cannot find it. It rolls up over his shoulder, down his back, and into the net. And as I said, we need to score every 3 minutes. And at 6:57, the Ice Dogs have made it 5-3.
Well, so you thought they were going to have enough in the tank, but Barrie had an empty netter out shooting the Ice Dogs 52-34. Final score is 6-3, and the Ice Dogs will see the Colts move on in a five-game series win. With thanks again to our producers like Mayday and Kate McClellan and Chad Nelson and you for being a part of Ice Dogs Hockey. I'm Ted Lehman. See you again in the fall right here on Street Justice Paralegal Niagara Ice Dogs Hockey, home of the Ice Dogs, Niagara's new country, 89.1.